Narcissistic people, toxic people, narcissists cannot take what they dish out. And that is 100% a fact, y'all. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. Yeah, today's episode is about just that. Narcissistic people, like, put out, like, do the worst things to you. But when you match their energy, they literally can't take it. You know what I mean? So before we hop deep into today's episode, y'all, make sure you check out my self-love journal on Amazon, y'all. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal. Helps you rebuild that love, that self-love, and, you know, authenticity after a toxic relationship space, after dealing with a narcissistic person. But yeah, y'all, yes. Hope y'all like the new intro. I'm testing the new intro. Send your intro suggestions to dearmentalhealness@gmail.com. I'm open to suggestions on my intro. But yeah, narcissistic people, y'all, we can't deal. This one thing we cannot do. Narcissistic people, narcissists, hate it. That's that deep internal voice right there. Hate.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you match our energy, when you do the same things to us that we do to you, we do not like it. When you try to feed us, give us a taste of our own medicine, so to speak, we hate it. We hate it. And that's how you know a narcissistic person knows that they are doing you wrong. Because if you do the same thing to them, they get angry. They get upset. They typically have a visceral reaction to what you have done to them. And you can say, hey, you did the same thing to me. Hey, you did the same thing to me. So I can't do it. It's a problem when I do it. It's an issue when I do it. But you can do it. You can do whatever you want to do, right? They're going to make it seem like it's the bigger issue. It's your reaction. I mean, they're going to make it seem like what you did is worse some way, shape, or form. That's just how it is, y'all. They're going to make it seem like no matter what you have done, no matter what they have done, what you did is worse. It doesn't matter, y'all. It doesn't matter if they cheated on you, right? If they cheated on you and then you cheat on them, you cheat back, which I don't recommend doing, y'all. I recommend you leaving. If you get cheated on and it hurts you so bad that you want to cheat back and match their energy, it might take you down a deep, dark path. Now, but let's just say this. For example, let's just say you did. Let's just say you do want to get your lick back. You want to cheat back. And you do it, and they find out about it. And they get angry as hell at you. And then you say, hey, you cheated on me first. And they're like, well, you supposed to be a bigger person. You supposed to be a better person than I am. I have my faults. I'm not without faults. I never said I was perfect. But you knew this would hurt me. I didn't know cheating on you would hurt you. But you knew this would hurt me. And who you did it with? Oh my goodness, you downgrade. Oh my goodness, y'all. They cannot dish. They don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with it. And that's I know a lot of people are like, so that's how you correct their behavior? No, y'all. It just becomes, this is what happens a lot of times when you try to match a narcissist energy. Like when you do the same things to them, y'all end up just going back and forth being toxic together. And then the lines get so blurry that nobody knows who the actual narcissistic person is anymore. You can just say, hey, they cheated on me. But then you're actively cheating. So you look like the lying cheater. You look like the liar and the cheater. You see what I'm saying? That's why I'm just saying now. Don't compromise your integrity to match their energy. Yeah, I'm an ardent believer in seeking vengeance. Let me be real. Y'all been following me for long enough. Most of y'all have. That I'll be disingenuous if I did not say to tell you how I really felt. I'm going to match your energy. I have a personality disorder. It is so hard for me not to want to match your energy when people do me wrong. Narcissistic people do me wrong. Other people do me wrong. It sucks so bad. I feel like there's a fire brewing within me. Like there's a flame lit. It's like I'm sitting, you know, imagine you're sitting around a campfire with me, right? We're roasting s'mores. And then I sit on the campfire, like just just sit. I just plop my ass down on the campfire. That's how it feels. It feels like I got a fire. It feels like I got a fire lit within me. Well, I need to seek vengeance. You know what I mean? I just do. That's why I was like, I believe in seeking vengeance, but don't be like me, y'all. Because I'm getting better at not responding to people, not reacting to people and things like that. I'm getting better at that. I've been working on, 6 years of therapy. Of course, I've gotten better at that. So don't be like me. But it'd be disingenuous to just be like, no, I don't believe in you. You should do that. Like, I would seek revenge, but don't be like me. Because I know it hurts. I know it hurts, y'all. I've dealt with narcissistic people before in my own life, y'all. Yeah, I dated a narcissistic woman, but I've also had narcissists as best friends, narcissists as, like I said, significant other, narcissists, narcissistic parental figures growing up. Like, I had it in my life, so I understand the dynamic of wanting to match their energy, and I've matched plenty of narcissist energy in my life. It just doesn't make you feel good in the moment. Yeah, it makes you feel good right then and there, but again, later on, if that's not what you really wanted to do, if it brought you outside of your character, it makes you feel a certain type of way. You might feel bad. You're like, why did I do that? I done compromised my own integrity. I've compromised my own life. I've compromised how I view the world just to get back at this toxic ass person. I hate that. You see what I'm saying? But the narcissist, it stings. It stings. When you do them, like, they can't take it, y'all. I promise you, it stings and hurts so bad. You want to hurt a narcissist? How do you hurt a narcissist, Lee? Just tell us. How do you hurt them? How you hurt them? Tell me how you hurt them. The easiest way to hurt a narcissist is to match their energy, to do the same thing they do to you. Of course, moving on and having a glow up journey and do all the other stuff. Yeah, does that work? Is that true? Yes. But the easiest way to hurt a narcissist, the most efficient way to hurt a narcissist, is literally just to match their energy. Do the same. Just it's kind of like you playing tennis. Just hit the toxic tennis ball back into their court. That hurts them because a lot of times, y'all, most times they don't think you're going to do it. They don't think you have it in you to match their energy. They don't think you have it in you to do that type of stuff. So they don't think you have it in you. So they're going to take advantage of you. They're going to try to take advantage of you. They're going to try to say and do horrible things to you. They're just like, they're just out to get you. I promise you. Match their energy. They cannot take what they dish out. Oh, I didn't know that would hurt you. Look, so me going out with my friends and not turn them. So me, like I said, let's just say they go out with their friends, right? They turn their phone off. And then you say something to them when they get home at 3 o'clock in the morning. They're just like, well, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me sometimes. Like, you keep trying to keep tabs on me. This is what happened. My phone died. Whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Boo, boo, boo. Beep, beep, beep. And then you go with your friends. You turn your phone off. They blowing you up. They come home. They crying mad. They are angry as hell at you because they know that they did you wrong. They know it would be an argument. They know it would be a fight. But guess what? It's always different when it's you. It's always different when it's you. Narcissistic people cannot take when you match the energy. Like, if you made it this far, y'all gotta leave like a little fire emoji because for the campfire joke I made earlier. But of course, but like in these situations, just understand, like, that's the easiest way to hurt a narcissist is just to be them. Do what they did to you. Of course, I would be remiss in my platform nowadays to say, be careful. Protect yourself. Protect your peace and protect all of that. Because you have to. If you don't protect yourself, you end up getting hurt in these situations, y'all. If you don't protect your peace, they'll take it away from you. Like I said, you have to be safe. Because if you don't be safe, I'm just telling you, they will absolutely try to hurt you. They will try to harm you. They will try to do a lot of different things to you. You know what I mean? In order to empower themselves. Don't get into an energy match with them, y'all. Especially when you're co-parenting, like this is not just about cheating and stuff like that, staying out. Like, this could be matching their energy when you're trying to co-parent. Like, sometimes you don't want to stoop to their level, y'all. If they show up an hour late to a meeting's like to the drop off, and you show up an hour late, they're gonna be mad as hell. Like I said, matching their energy hurts their feelings. But again, once you match their energy, it's like you're playing the game with them. It's like you're going back and forth playing tennis. Like, 1 hour late, 1 hour and 5 minutes late. That you double backhand 2 hours late. Gotcha. You see what I'm saying? Then you overhand smash. Not show up at all. The overhand smash in the co-parenting situation is not showing up at all. Yeah. So yeah, y'all, narcissists really truly cannot take what we dish out. This is one. It's like a design flaw. We cannot take what we dish out, and this is the absolute truth to it, y'all. So just match their energy. That's the easiest way to hurt a narcissist. The easiest way to get back to them is to literally do what they do to you. Like, literally, That's the mindset. That's how it works. And that's what people are going to do. But you, like I said, in your own power, in your own mind, you have to empower yourself, because if you don't, you're going to, you know, you're going to get, it's going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt. You just are. Anyway, don't look, don't question, don't compromise your morals, compromise yourself to match the energy of a toxic person that hurt you. Because again, at the end of the day, you're going to compromise yourself. That's one of them things that you're going to end up compromising your own self, your own integrity. And you're going to question about who you are. And then when other people see it, you're going to, the narcissistic person could play the victim. They could get you on camera, record. They could record you. They're going to get you, like, y'all. They'll have people question whether or not you're the narcissist. Then they'll put it. What happens in these situations, they'll record you doing something. They'll record. They will record you matching their energy. And they'll put it on TikTok and go viral. And then everybody in the world will think you toxic as hell. You see what I'm saying? Everybody will think you the toxic person. Everybody will think you the narcissist. And then what can you do about it? Well, they cheated on me first. Prove it. You know what I mean? But they already went viral. And there's no guarantee that yours will go viral. You know, don't match their energy. You see what I'm saying? Don't match. Like, it hurts a narcissist. Like, especially these energy matching matches. Once you match their energy one time, sometimes one time is all it takes. It's just to show them that you're not playing the game. You know, show them that you're not just a pushover. But when you keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, nobody really wins. Nobody really wins, y'all. It just becomes an ultra toxic environment. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode, y'all. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Remember, dearmentalhealness@gmail.com. Give me a short opening. Should I just say the topic first? Short opening. I'm open. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace. What is going on, beautiful people? Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, watching it all the way through, y'all. If you haven't already, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, y'all. Turn on notifications so you don't miss a video and whatnot, and so we can help reach more people. Like I said in the beginning, the self-love brand is available. I have a self-love journal that's available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love. Lee Hammack, I Love Me on Amazon and whatnot. I also do one-on-ones over Zoom and such as well, y'all. Like and subscribe for more.